The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson, presents J. Smith and White.
Johnny.
Yeah. It's all right.
You know what? It looks something like the gardens in Central Park. Only different somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, Mary.
I wonder how you'd get in there.
Well, I guess there must be a gate somewhere. People got to get in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, sure they do. But they wouldn't go climbing over the fence, could they?
No, I guess not. They look pretty funny. Sure, there's got to be a gate.
Gee, do you suppose they'd let us go in there?
Well, sure, why not?
Oh, that'd be swell, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would. You could walk around and look at the flowers. You always kind of liked them.
Yeah. Remember the time that friend of yours took us out to Long Island?
Charlie Brown?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
We rode in the rumble seat. And we brought back all those flowers. Dogwood, they said it was.
Sure. We had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah. Gee, we had them around the apartment for almost a week. I never saw flowers last so long.
Those flowers inside the fence are something like them. If we could get inside, I don't suppose they'd let you pick any, but you could look at them.
Sure. Gee, that'd be just as good.
Say, ain't that a gate over there?
Yeah, I guess it is. It looks like it's all gilt or gold.
Oh, it'd be gold. They wouldn't have no call to use nothing else in a place as elegant as this.
Yeah. Gee, it's so bright it almost hurts your eyes, don't it?
Yeah.
It's bright and shiny, like my wedding ring when I first wore it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I wished I'd had a chance to get you a good ring, Mary. I've been planning to for a long time.
Oh, I know, Johnny. But don't you think about it. I was always happy and sort of proud wearing that ring.
Yeah, but that was just a cheap one, only gold-plated. I'd have liked to have got you a swell one. You know, solid.
Sure, but that one was just as good. And it meant the same thing. Why, I wouldn't have wanted a better one. It'd have just been ruined with my hands in dishwater and washing out the baby's diapers when he was little. Sure it would. Why, it'd have just been a waste of money.
Well, just the same, I'd like to have got you a better one. I didn't have the money at the time. And later on, afterwards, it seemed like something always came along to take the money. Gas bills and rent and shoes for Tommy and...
Yeah.
Hey, ain't that a guy sitting there by the gate?
Yeah. Gee, do you suppose he's a kind of a guard?
Yeah, I guess so. They'd have to have somebody to kind of take care of things.
Sure they would. Do you think you might ask him if we could just go in and, well, kind of look around? We could promise not to hurt anything. Just look and that's all.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'll ask him. Sure, there's no harm in asking. Lots of guys used to stop me on the street and ask me how to get places. You know, strangers in New York for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it, but with hundreds of people on the street, they used to... pick me out to ask.
Well, they could see that you was a New Yorker and knew your way around.
Sure. I guess that was it. Of course, I ain't really been around much at all. Never been west of Jersey City. Remember how we planned to take a trip on our honeymoon?
Yeah. We decided on Washington, D.C. instead of Niagara Falls. It didn't cost as much, and it was more educational, too.
Yeah. I wish we could have gone. But the furniture... cost more than I thought it would. And the first month's rent on the apartment in advance.
Sure, it cost a lot to set up housekeeping.
Yeah.
It's the little things, the pots and pans and salt and sugar and stuff like that. Gee, wasn't we broke when we moved in?
I'll say we were. But the place looked swell, didn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, the elevator went right by the windows.
Oh, I didn't mind that. Why, what was sort of company when I was alone there in the daytime?
A fine place to take you from that swell job you had in the 5 and 10.
Why, I didn't give up anything.
Sure you did. Why, if you hadn't married a mug like me, there's no telling where you'd have ended up.
I'd have ended up just the way I started, in love with you.
Gee. Gee, that's swell. I always kind of wondered if you might not be sorry, but...
Sorry? Gee, no, I'm glad. Gee, have you ever been sorry to Johnny?
Me? Gee, I should say not. Gee, no. Why, I don't know what I'd done the last 8 years without you, Mary.
Well, you'd have got along all right.
No, I wouldn't. Well, how do you suppose I'd ever work my way up to be head shipping clerk at M. Lapidus and Sons if you hadn't encouraged me?
Gee, I never knew you felt that way about it before. Why, I thought sometimes you might have felt the baby and me was sort of holding you back from getting someplace, maybe.
Oh, gosh. I don't see whatever made you think a thing like that. If you'd asked me, I'd have told you. You don't want to go around thinking things like that. Gee, all you had to do was to say something, and I'd have told you how I felt.
Oh, sure, I know that. It don't matter, Johnny. Nothing matters as long as you love me.
Sure I do. Here, let me show you how much.
Gee. Oh, gee, you better not do that, Johnny. Why, the old guy's looking at us. Maybe they don't allow you to do things like that here.
Well, say, I don't see why not. If a fella can't kiss his own wife.
Well, he might not know we was married. There's no way he could tell by just looking at us, you know. He might think we was just being mushy, sort of. You better speak to him and ask him if we can come through the gate.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll ask him. you better come along over with me, and then in case it's all right, we can go right in.
Sure, I'll go with you.
All right.
Gee, with those whiskers, he looks something like the old man we used to see riding on the 2nd Avenue L, don't he?
Yeah, he does. excuse me, mister.
Welcome, my children.
Huh? Oh, well, thanks.
You have just arrived.
Yeah, we just got here. We've been looking around some. That's a nice place you got inside the gate there. Are you the watchman?
I am the keeper of the gate, yes.
It sure is a nice place. What do you call it?
The Elysian Field.
Gee, that's a swell name. The Elysian Fields. Ain't that a swell name, Mary?
Yeah, it just sort of fits in, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Yes, sir, it's just sort of tailor-made. I bet you a lot of apartment house owners would like to know about that name.
Yeah.
It's got class. You know, like Ravenfield Court and Towanda Terrace.
Sure.
Gee, I bet you they wouldn't have no trouble at all getting people to move into a place called Elysian... Estates or Elysian Gardens. No, sir. Bet you they wouldn't have a single vacancy.
Johnny.
Huh?
Johnny, ask him about us going inside.
Oh, yeah, sure. mister, my wife was just asking me if it'd be all right if we went in there and looked around a little. You see, she kind of takes to flowers and outdoor things. Well, you know how it is. And we can promise you that we won't hurt nothing.
What is your name, please?
Smith. J. Smith. This is my wife, Mary. J. Smith and wife, I guess they'd have us down under.
I'll see if your names are in my book.
Gee, that's sure nice of you. I don't know how we got here or what we're doing here. You see, we took the boy. Tommy, his name is. He's 7 years old. On sort of an outing this morning, I think it was this morning. And something happened. Some kind of an accident.
Accident? Oh, yeah. Something happened to the boat.
Then you both died this morning?
Died?
Yes, my son.
No, that ain't right. We're not dead, we're alive.
It is only the dead who passed this way, my dear.
But we're alive, sure. Well, we've got to be alive because we've only lived such a little while.
Mary.
Oh,
Mary,
Johnny, listen. Tell him. Explain to him. Let him know that we ain't like he says.
Well, I don't know, Mary. Maybe something happened to us in the accident. It's all like, kind of like a dream. But maybe he's right.
But he can't be right, Johnny. We ain't had a chance to do all the things we planned to do.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gee, don't you see? Who'll take care of Tommy? He's just a baby. Who'll look after him?
Oh, well, now, he'll be all right, Mary. Why, sure he will. His grandma, she's crazy about him. She'll look after him.
Oh, but don't you see it? That's not me. It's me he wants. Gee, who'll see that he does his lessons and that he don't fight with the boy in the tailor shop?
Oh, gee, Mary, you mustn't feel like that. We're here, and well, I guess there ain't nothing we can do about it. We just got to take what comes, like we always have. Maybe we can get things fixed up when we go inside.
You said the name was J. Smith and White?
Yeah, that's it, mister.
I do not find such a name in my book.
You don't?
No.
But, gee, it must be
it's
there.
It's not here. I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh, well. Well, it doesn't matter, I guess.
But Johnny.
I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's not your fault. There's no cause for you to feel bad about it.
But couldn't there be a mistake, maybe? You know, there's so many Smiths.
Yeah.
Well, gee, there was a couple right in our block, and every time that...
There is no mistake, Mary Smith.
Oh, gee. Well, do you think maybe they might not have got around to putting our names down yet? Maybe if we was to just wait around a little...
No, John Smith. It would be useless to wait. You see, the names here recorded are of those who have done some great, unselfish deed during their lifetime. Some noble act in which they forgot themselves and gave all they had to comfort or to save another. They, and they only, may pass through these gates.
Gee, that's pretty fine. But, we never done nothing like that, did we, Mary?
No, we're just kind of ordinary.
Yeah, but what becomes of ordinary people like us? Gee, isn't there some place
that... Of course, there is a place for you. Just beyond here. You'll be very happy there, because it has beauty, too. But a different kind of beauty. As far as your eyes can see are golden streets.
Oh. Well, that's pretty fine, isn't it? Sure. That'll be great, won't it, Mary?
Yeah, just great, Johnny.
Sure. Why, I bet you never expected to see nothing like that, did you, Mary?
No, I should say not. Gee, that's pretty fine, all right.
Sure. Golden streets.
Perhaps I'm wrong. But you don't seem very happy about it.
Well, we're happy, all right. At least I am. Mary's a little disappointed, maybe.
Disappointed?
Yeah. She's always had streets. Nothing but streets. With buildings all around. Kind of crowded and dirty, if you know what I mean. She always wanted a place out of town.
Yeah.
Commuting distance, you know. Not a big house. Just a little one. But with a yard and maybe a tree or two. Or maybe a maple or a poplar.
Yeah.
I always intended to try and get her something like that, but I just couldn't seem to make it.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Johnny. It was the money.
Sure. But it was my business to get the money, wasn't it? Well, you can see how it is, mister. I don't want you to think we're trying to push in or anything like that, because we ain't. It's just that we saw these Elysian fields first and got the wrong idea, that's all. You see, mister, when you've been walking on streets all your life, it's kind of hard to get all excited about more streets.
even if they do happen to be made of gold.
I understand. And I'm sorry. But I can't alter the rules.
Oh, no, no, no. Sure you can't. Gosh, we wouldn't ask you to do that.
No.
Gee, no. We wouldn't want you to get into trouble over us. Why, every place has got to have rules to keep things running right.
Sure.
The place I worked at, M. Lapidus and Sons, got out a little book of rules with M. Lapidus's picture in front. A lot of people used to ask me to do things that wasn't allowed. You know, personal favors, but I never did it. If I felt myself weakening, I just looked at Mr. Lapidus's picture, and that sort of kept me from yielding to temptation. Sure, I'd say to myself, Mr. Lapidus wouldn't make no exceptions for nobody. That's why he's the big shot that he is. I worked for him for going on to 12 years, and I never broke a rule.
Yeah, you did, Johnny.
Huh?
You broke a rule the time that...
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I did. That was the day the baby was born.
Yeah.
You see, mister, there was a rule that no employee was supposed to leave the building before 5:30 without getting permission from the head of the department. Well, they called me from the hospital about 5 and told me that everything was all right and it was a boy. Well, gee, I was so excited I felt like dancing a jig or something. You can understand maybe how a guy would feel in a spot like that. I waited until 5:20. Then I couldn't stand it any longer. I just got my hat and left without saying a word to Mr. Cochran, who was my boss. Gosh, I guess I was out of my head or something, leaving 10 minutes early with Mr. Lapidus paying me for a full day's work.
But Mr. Lapidus was nice about it, though, Johnny.
Sure, he's a swell guy.
Yeah.
And just like he always says at all the employees' banquets, a sort of father to all the people that work for him, just like we was one big happy family. Oh, Mr. Cochran, he sent up a full report to him what I did and why, and you know what he did? Well, any guy who wasn't as big an understanding as Mr. Lapidus would have fired me. But he sent down word that I was only to be docked a half a day's pay for walking out that way 10 minutes ahead of time. Oh, gee, he's a swell guy. I wish you could meet him, mister.
Yes. Yes. I'm looking forward to meeting Mr. Lapidus. If he ever comes this way, well, good night, my friend.
Good night.
Good night, mister.
The place you seek is just beyond.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Gee, it's quiet, ain't it, Johnny?
Yeah. So quiet, it kind of hurts your ears. Well, I guess we better get along to the place he told us to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we better. Only...
Only what, Mary?
Oh, nothing. Only... Well, I don't suppose we'll ever be back in this place again.
No, I guess we won't. Why?
Well... Do you think we could just look through the gate before we go? Not open it, you understand. Just look through. It'd be something to remember. Something to kind of think about. Oh, I don't know just how to tell you what I mean, but... Something kind of like those flowers we brought back to the apartment. Something that would kind of remind us that there are swell things. Beautiful things. Even if we can't ever have them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Gee, no, I don't think nobody'd care. I couldn't do no harm just looking through the bars.
No.
I don't see how they'd have any rule against that. Sure, go ahead and look.
Well, ain't you coming with me?
Yeah, sure. I'll come along if you want me to.
Gee, it's so pretty. It sort of takes your breath away.
Yeah, it's all right.
It makes you feel... Oh, come on, Johnny. Let's go on to where we belong.
You don't want to look at it anymore?
No. No, I'm all through looking.
Oh, gee, Mary. Mary, don't do that.
I'm all right. I'm all right, I tell you.
Please, Mary. Please don't cry. There ain't nothing that's worth you crying. Nothing, anywhere.
But I'm not crying, Johnny. Honest, I ain't. Besides... Even if I was, it wouldn't mean anything. Don't I always cry when I'm happy? Why, sure I do. All women do that, I guess. Gee, a woman crying don't mean nothing.
Just nothing at all. I'm just, well, kind of tired. That's all it is.
Tired? Yeah. I'm tired, too. Awful tired. Tired of being just ordinary, common. Tired of being made to feel we don't belong. We don't amount to nothing. We're just washouts.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, you mustn't feel like that.
No, but it's the truth, ain't it? Why go on kidding myself? All my life I pretended I didn't care. And I made up stories about how this one and that one thought I was the works. But they didn't. They didn't even know I was alive.
Johnny, you mustn't say things like that. They ain't true.
Sure it's true. They didn't even know I was alive. And now... Now they don't even know I'm dead. I'm still nobody.
Johnny.
And you're a nobody, too, just because you married me. That ain't right. There ain't no reason for them to put you in my class just because you're my wife. There ain't no sense in them making you cry. I tell you, it ain't right.
But I ain't crying, Johnny. I told you.
We didn't ask to come here, did we? He said we died this afternoon. You thought when you died, but... No, it's just like it's always been. Even here, they got a gate to keep people like us out.
But Johnny, don't you see? The man said this place was sort of special for people that have done something swell, something big and unselfish.
Yeah, but we never had a chance to do nothing like that.
No, I know we didn't, Johnny. But it don't matter. We don't have to go in there. Well, we can be terribly happy any place, so long as we're together.
Yeah.
Well, sure we can. Why, don't you remember how happy we were last night when we were getting ready for the trip? Gee, don't you remember how excited we were?
Yeah, I remember.
And this morning, little Tommy was up before daylight. He was so afraid we'd miss that boat. You know, he's going to look just like you, Johnny, when he grows up. Gee, I couldn't help noticing it when he went down the steps this morning. He's got the same way of walking and the same way of holding his head.
Do you think so?
Sure, and he talks like you, too. He's got the same habit of kind of smiling at the same time.
Yeah, but he's got your eyes. Say, he sure was excited about going on that boat, wasn't he?
Gee, he didn't talk about nothing else for days.
Yeah. Remember how his eyes stuck out when I come home and told him how I'd got honorable mention in the Limerick contest?
Yeah.
And that they was giving us a boat trip clear to Boston?
Gee, do you think I could ever forget it?
Jay Smith, honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's nearly as good as being on one of them rolls of honor, ain't it?
Sure.
Jay Smith, honorable mention.
That's right. Gee... That'll be something for Tommy to show people, all right. And I bet you he'll tell them how brave you were when the boat caught on fire.
When the boat caught... Gee, ain't that funny? I almost forgot all about that. It seems so long ago.
It was just last night. Don't you remember? We was all asleep in the cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, and the smoke woke me up.
Sure. And you opened the door and... There was fire everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody was yelling that the boat was sinking.
Yeah.
And to get in the lifeboats.
But we couldn't find any. Gee, they'd all gone away and left us.
Yeah. I remember Tommy crying. He was so scared.
Then the fire came all around us. You couldn't breathe.
And we jumped.
Yeah. And you had Tommy in your arms.
And the water. It was terrible cold.
Like ice. Gee, it made you numb all over.
Yeah, but we started to swim for the lights on the shore.
They were a terrible long way off.
Yeah, too far, I guess.
Yeah.
I used to be a good swimmer. But I got kind of tired.
No wonder. You was holding us both up, Johnny. Me and Tommy. Gee, I don't see how you even got as far as that life preserver.
Gosh, I was glad to see that floating on the water.
Yeah.
If it had only been a boat or something, we could have all held on to it till somebody come along and picked us up.
Sure. But even I could see that one life preserver couldn't hold up all three of us. Why, they're only made for one person. Gee, didn't we have a time getting Tommy into it and fixing it so it wouldn't come off?
Yeah. He didn't want to leave us, did he?
No. But he promised he wouldn't cry when I asked him not to and told him we were both going for help. And he kissed me goodbye, Johnny. He kissed me right here on the forehead because the life preserver kept me from getting close to him.
Gee, I didn't mind dying. Did you?
No. No, Johnny.
I wasn't afraid, because I knew He'd be all right.
Sure. That's it.
Nobody minds dying for somebody they love.
Well, sure they don't. Besides, we ain't dead, Johnny. Because Tommy's still living and he's us. You and me together.
Sure. Only he's better than us.
Yeah.
He'll grow up to be as big as the love you and me have for each other. Because he was born from that love.
Yeah. We were just ordinary. But he'll be the kind that'll do some wonderful thing that Gateman said. Something you and me never had a chance to do. Something unselfish and fine. Why, maybe that's why you and me died. So he can do that, Johnny.
Sure. Maybe that's why.
Oh, my children, come unto me.
Listen. Did you hear someone speak, Johnny?
No. No, I didn't hear anything.
Those who dwell here with me have given much for my sake. But ye have given more than any of these. For ye have given all of little.
Don't you hear it, Johnny? It's a voice I've heard somewhere before.
Do ye not know that I smile on the foolish things of the world, that I might put to shame them that are wise? Do ye not know I choose the weak things of the world, that I might put to shame the things that are strong?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it, Mary. Only it isn't a voice. It's more like music.
I will go before ye and make the rough places smooth. I will break in pieces the doors of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron.
Johnny. Johnny, look. The gate's standing open. Wide open, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gee, I didn't touch it, Johnny. Honest, I didn't. I hope nobody will
think that. The gate never will be closed against such as ye. Come unto me, and I shall wipe away every tear from thine eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. Can you not hear me? Come.
Johnny, the voice. Why, it's speaking to us. Didn't you hear? It's asking us to come on. To come in the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard. But we don't belong there. That's not our place.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we ain't never been nothing. Maybe we ain't never done nothing. But maybe somebody wants us just the same. Maybe. Maybe they do, John. Let's go.
The Columbia Workshop has just presented Jay Smith and Wife, a play without sound effects by Charles Tazewell. The orchestra was conducted by Bernard Herrmann. The players were as Jay Smith, Edward Latimer, as Mary Naomi Campbell, the gatekeeper Owen Cole, the voice Arnold Morris. The entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. The Columbia Workshop wants to know your reactions to this play without sound effects. Would you kindly address your comments, criticisms, and suggestions to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. Next week at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will present Margaret LeWorth's dramatization of Seven Waves Away, a short story by Richard Sale, appearing in the April issue of Scribner's Magazine. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.